This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Russia weighs next move.
Putin is ready to invade Ukraine.
The cost of global fears.
The gas price is through the roof.
On the ice, under a cloud.
One of the most anticipated skating performances in recent Olympic history.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, U.S. officials say some Russian forces near Ukraine are in possible attack positions. Military moves stepped up, but Moscow insists diplomatic avenues remain open. CBS's Charlie Daggett begins our coverage from Lviv, Ukraine.
In an overt show of force, troops have stepped up military drills in the region. A U.S. official tells CBS News that Russia has now moved rocket launchers and long-range artillery into firing positions. New satellite images show ground troops moving from staging areas toward combat positions and newly deployed bombers. And yet the Russian Ministry of Defense saying troops are being withdrawn after the conclusion of some military exercises. Amid the uncertainty, American IT executive Heath Morrison decided to move his family here from Kyiv.
I worry a lot for Ukraine. I don't worry for my personal safety.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington, where officials believe Ukraine is now inside a window for a possible Russian attack.
It could begin this week.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the door to diplomacy remains open as the West urges Russia not to strike.
Taking innocent lives for a bloody war will only weaken the country, not strengthen it.
And as we hear from CBS's Errol Barnett, there are concerns if there is an invasion, energy prices will shoot higher.
AAA says that the national average price for a gallon of gas has climbed to $3.49 in the past week. That's 19 cents more than a month ago and nearly a dollar more than a year ago. Now, the main cause of this recent jump is the high cost of crude oil. And Russia produces more than one-tenth of the world's oil supply. So, of course, any military action by Russia in Ukraine could send the price of oil well over $100 per barrel.
In Canada, CBS's Chris Mavridis tells us Prime Minister Trudeau has invoked sweeping powers to try to get the upper hand on protesting truckers.
The emergency measures allow the suspension of some civil rights like public assembly and travel, but that likely won't be enforced. It means bank accounts and money from crowdfunding campaigns can be frozen or seized without a court order, and trucking companies participating will have their insurance suspended. Once Parliament gives it the go-ahead, the powers are good for 30 days and can even be used to order tow truck companies to clear the roadblocks, whether they want to or not.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic confirms he's not vaccinated and tells the BBC he'll skip the three remaining Grand Slam tournaments this year if vaccine mandates are in place for them.
Are you prepared to forego the chance to be the greatest player that ever picked up a racket because you feel so strongly about this jab?
Yes.
Why?
Because the principles of decision-making on my body
are more important than any title.
CBS's Steve Futterman is at the Winter Games, where the big story is 15-year-old Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva, who failed a drug test but is competing.
Inside the arena here, there is an air of anticipation. The 15-year-old Russian skater will face a kind of pressure she has never faced before. Perhaps feeling that pressure earlier today, Valieva fell twice during her final practice. There has never been anything quite like this.
It is unprecedented for an athlete to compete after the announcement of a positive doping test.
Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
For this reason, it is easy to understand why some of the other skaters would feel uncomfortable seeing Kamila Valieva on the ice.
And some of those in the world of figure skating are speaking out. 1988 Olympic silver medalist Elizabeth Manley in a social media post says the Olympics have turned into who's the best at cheating, and it will be interesting to see what the reaction is here when Valieva takes the ice. Meanwhile, another action today. Michaela Schifrin finished 18th in the women's downhill. The U.S. did pick up a bronze medal in speed skating men's team pursuit. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
A longtime Trump Organization accounting firm has cut ties to the company and to the former president, saying its financial statements should no longer be relied upon. The information in a court filing after New York's attorney general said the firm regularly misstated the value of assets. As a New York jury continues deliberations, a judge says he'll dismiss the libel lawsuit Sarah Palin brought against the New York Times.
This is a jury trial, so whatever happened in there kind of usurps the system that I believe we're used to and we respect.
The judge says Palin failed to show the paper acted out of malice in an editorial linking campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. The former Alaska governor is likely to appeal. In Louisville, Democrat Craig Greenberg is running for mayor. He was at his campaign office yesterday.
A man walked into our office. He pulled out a gun, aimed directly at me, and began shooting.
Greenberg says one bullet grazed his sweater, but no one was physically hurt. Police say it appears the suspect acted alone and the motive is under investigation. One body's been found after a small plane with eight people on board crashed yesterday into the ocean off North Carolina's Outer Banks. Sheriff Asa Buck.
We have three separate debris fields now, and crews have been out searching those areas. We have no indication that anyone survived the crash.
Reports say a Spanish fishing vessel has gone down off Canada's Newfoundland. 21 people are missing. Now to Louisiana, where a man is free on his 17th bid to get his conviction overturned.
You're free, brother. You're free.
Vincent Simmons is going to celebrate his 70th birthday this week as a free man after spending more than 40 years behind bars for a crime he says he did not commit.
How do you feel?
Amazing. I feel good.
A Louisiana judge vacated Simmons' 1977 conviction for the attempted aggravated rape of twin sisters Karen and Sharon Sanders. He said that Simmons did not get a fair trial, citing evidence that may have been kept from his original attorneys, some of it casting doubt on the sisters' story.
I've been raising this for 28 years when I received it.
David Begno, CBS News. Marksville, Louisiana.
The U.S. has asked Honduras to arrest and extradite former President Juan Orlando Hernandez. He's been accused of corruption and could be linked to a drug trafficking case. Mexico's president says a U.S. decision to temporarily suspend avocado imports is part of a conspiracy against his country. Washington made the move after a threat against a U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Los Angeles continues to celebrate the Rams' win in Super Bowl 56.
The city's building a temporary display over the Hollywood sign, transforming the L.A. landmark to read Rams House. The sign will be up for most of the week as the city and team celebrate their historic win. A victory parade is also set for tomorrow. It'll be the first championship celebration since the pandemic started, despite the Dodgers and Lakers both winning titles. It's also the first Super Bowl win for the Rams in Los Angeles. The team won in St. Louis back in 2000. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Hudson, Ohio, Craig Schubert has resigned as mayor after he and his city were mocked over something he said. At a city council meeting about ice fishing on a lake, he suggested shanties set up for warmth could be used for prostitution. Schubert says it was nothing more than a bad attempt at humor. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.